Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here with you. I always say I'm so excited because I am always such a joy to come on and talk with you guys, to be here in the studio with you guys, and just have a good time just chatting. It's just chatting with you. And feel free to dial in to speak with me. Hopefully you guys that requested the dial-in number actually got it, and you're able to do that. So call in, ask questions. I would love that, would love to chat with you. Even after the broadcast for 15 minutes, I will chat with you on the special chat that I also sent out to those that requested it as well. And so today we're going to talk about something that's, you know, that's very simple. But although it's simple, it's very profound. We've been talking about visualization on here, and I'm going to encourage you today to visualize yourself, that person that you want to be, and just show up as that person that you know you're supposed to be, that strong, talented, powerful individual that you know is on the inside of you. Just let that person show up. Be authentically you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But go ahead and follow me here on the radio broadcast so that you can keep up with what's going on and what's coming up on the broadcast. Love to get your comments and get those emails. They're always exciting and very interesting, and try to go ahead and respond very promptly. So hopefully I get those answers or responses to you in a timely manner that you like. So when you show up for yourself, guess what happens? You encourage others to do the same. You encourage them to be themselves. People, you'd be surprised how people look at you, look at your life, and admire the you that you are. That individual who just authentically be themselves, unapologetically, just genuinely themselves. It's a beautiful thing because nobody can be a better you than you. No one. We've allowed our lives, so many of us, to be affected by what social media, what the television and our surroundings say we are supposed to be. And we fail to allow our beautiful selves to show up and to just be. So I'm encouraging you today to do that. Just be you. God has created you an individual. Just think about it. All of our fingerprints and everything are so unique. Nobody's fingerprints can match yours. It's just that profound. You are an individual. God has created you uniquely, every one of us individually. We are created different than, you are different than anyone around you. And that difference is a beautiful thing. So how do you live an authentic life, or a more authentic life? How do you just genuinely be you? I like to tell people, just wake up and do it. Just be that fun-loving self that you are, that quiet person that you are. You know, it doesn't matter what your demeanor is. Being you, it is special and it is unique. I had someone tell me this morning as we were talking before the broadcast and doing our breath works that we all meet here and do together each morning. And I kind of got into talking about being yourself, being your authentic self. And as we were sitting there and we were breathing in and breathing out, and I was coaching them and saying, you know what, just breathe in the idea of being you. Breathe in the idea that you are a beautiful person, inside and out. And afterwards, one of the young ladies said, what do you mean to breathe it in? And I was telling her to embrace it. Embrace who you are. You are special. Your life matters. We talked about that here on the broadcast a few months ago, maybe. You matter. Your life matters. There is something about you that can make such a unique and profound difference in someone's life just by being yourself. And sometimes we don't realize that, you know, we have allowed ourselves to shift. You know, we sometimes think that we are being ourselves, but we hang around a certain crowd, or we've really gotten into social media, and we allow ourselves to shift into a mode of being like this or being like that because that is the status quo. That's what's popular. And I'm going to have this personality, and I'm going to talk like this, and it takes you away from being the beautiful, beautiful person that you are, and you're starting to sound like Sally Jane over here, or Mr. Flo, or, you know, just some silly names that just use here, but not silly names, because that could be someone's name, so I apologize for that, but just throwing some names out there. You're trying to mimic someone else, and I encourage you not to do that. Don't allow yourself to shift into that mode because it takes away from who you are. And one helpful thing I want to say that you can do, because I've even heard people say, but I have did this so much, I've lost who I am. I've lost myself because I have mimicked this thing for so long, or mimicked this person for so long, or I've been hurt and I've shifted into this mode because I'm protecting myself, that I don't know how to get back to me. And I always tell people, you know, I use breath work for everything, because your breath is a powerful thing. Your breath can take you to places of freedom. And I encourage that individual and you as well to shift back into the person that you are. And I told her, I gave her an example. You know, as we sit here and we're breathing, you know, it helps if sometimes if you can just think back to when you were younger, think back to that person that you were when you were younger, and then begin to, as you're sitting here breathing, begin to remember who you were, you know, and it's actually who you are. You just allowed yourself to shift. So you need to just shift back into that individual that you are and be that person. You know, and sometimes it even starts at childhood because we're pressured by our peers or someone, maybe an adult who's told you some things about yourself that's not really true. Maybe you've been told that you're shy, but you're really not. Maybe you just slipped into the mode of being shy because someone said you're shy. Maybe you're someone say you don't have many words, so you don't talk much. And you allowed yourself to shift into that and to grow into that person. But we can search deep down inside, and sometimes we can feel what we want to be, or we can see somebody being what we know we're supposed to be like, and we feel that, oh, I wish I was like that. I wish I was, you know, more brave to do those things, you know, just for an example. You are. You are brave. You just have to allow the real you to come out and be that person that you know you're supposed to be. Because if you don't do that, you hold yourself back from so many amazing experiences, so many amazing accomplishments that will take place in your life if you just be who you were created to be. Let me give you an example. I remember a long time ago, as a teenager, I allowed myself to be a bit shy, believe it or not. People that know me don't believe that, but I was a little bit shy. And but I wasn't afraid to do what I wanted to do. I was a little bit shy, but I would step out of the boat and do what I wanted to do, but I would do it shyly, if that's even a word. But I would do it, but I wouldn't give my full potential because I was too afraid. Not realizing that if I just gave it all, if I just would be the Kimberly that I really am or was at that time and still is, I would accomplish things so much greater. I would have did those things so much better if I would have gave it my full potential. But I allowed the word shy, you know, I allowed that to shadow over me, and I would only do it just a little bit. I wouldn't give it my full potential. I would sing, but I wouldn't really sing. You know what I mean? I would talk, but I wouldn't really talk. And I love to talk. And I love to sing. And I love to do the things that I was doing, but I didn't give it my full potential. And I look back and I say, man, what if I would have just really given it all? If I would have given it my best, you know, did those things to the best of my ability and let the real me come out and do it, I would have did so much more and accomplished so much more than what I was doing. But one day I realized, wow, if I'm doing this well and I'm holding back, how much better would I do if I give it my all? And that day I made a quality decision that I would be that person that I'm supposed to be. I'm going to let her come out. And I'm just going to let her do what she do and do it at her best. And I did that. And I'm so glad that I did, because there was a person on the inside of me that wanted to accomplish some great things. And I knew that I could do it. And I know that I can do it because there are more things that I want to accomplish. And I'm going to be authentically me. And you really basically have to say, I'm going to be me. I don't mean to offend you, but I'm going to be me. That's the attitude you got to have. I'm going to be me. This is who I am. Being me makes me happy. It makes me feel powerful. It makes me excited about my day-to-day from one day to the other. You know, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do next week? You know, what am I going to talk about? You know, where am I going to go? You know, where is this going to lead me to? The things that I'm doing and the things that I desire to do, you know, and we can't allow the words of people, the environment, to control that. You can be who you are and accomplish who that person wants to accomplish, and not what someone else say you can do or what someone say you cannot do. Be yourself. Don't be what someone else thinks that you should be, what someone else think you can be. Don't allow your limits to be what someone else say you can't do or can do. Be yourself. Don't be what someone has told you you can be. Don't make those mistakes. We know that we're not perfect, but we can strive for perfection, right? Meaning that we can do things greater if we just allow ourselves to operate and work in that potential that's on the inside of us, being brave and being bold, being that powerful person that you are on the inside. Forgive yourself for holding back. Forgive yourself for not allowing your full potential to come out. You know, I had to forgive myself for things that, man, I could have did that so much better if I would have just not shied away from it, if I would have not been afraid, put those fears away, breathe them away. You know, forget about the mistake that you made in the past. Forget about that somebody else is doing what you want to do. They're still not doing it the way you'll do it, because the way you do it and the way that person do it is totally different. Can I give you another example? Sally over here, she may be a gymnast. And Mary over here is a gymnast. And they both are teaching classes. Some people are going to go to Sally. Some are going to go to Mary because, you know what? Some are going to be drawn to the way that Sally does it. And some are going to be drawn to the way that Mary does it. Everybody does things differently. I always tell my students when they come to me and I hear these things about, she's doing this over here across town, so why would I start this over here? I always tell them, some people like McDonald's, some people like Burger King. How long have these businesses been in business? Because they are authentically themselves. They serve similar things, but they are different. And some people choose one or the other. And it's the same with us. We're individuals beautifully created. Even the Bible say that we are beautifully and wonderfully created. You are an awesome, amazing person with some amazing things to offer this world. Be authentically yourself. Don't hold back. Give the world the real, complete you. Show up as yourself. Show up as you. Be yourself. And you know what? Are we going to make mistakes? Oh my gosh, I make mistakes all the time. Because when I do something, I want to do it like really good. I want to do it like really great, not to impress people, but that's just what I want to do. I want things to be right. And sometimes, you know, making mistakes, it turns out to be a funny thing. Or sometimes when I make a mistake, it winds up that it works out right. You know what I mean? And making mistakes and being yourself making a mistake can be one of the most authentic and real things because it causes you to be honest and it lets you know that you're not perfect. But sometimes the mistakes can be so much fun because sometimes when we're here in the studio and we're doing things and I'm dropping things or tripping over things and I'm trying to get it, you know, almost perfect. You know, we wind up laughing and we all needed that laugh, you know. Or sometimes it makes me look over things and make things better. It does that. So be your authentic self. I can't wait to speak with you guys again. Have a wonderful day. You be who you are. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Shalom. Hello. Hello.